Praise be Jesus Christ. Today, Christmas Eve, we do well to consider the events that led up to our Lord's birth. Saint Joseph and Our Lady with Child, in obedience to the imperial command and completely docile to the will of God, made the difficult journey to Bethlehem. They tried to find adequate lodging, but are turned away, according to the words of the gospel. There was no room for them in the inn. And this gives evidence to the poverty of Saint Joseph and Our Lady. You can bet if they had certain means at their disposal, they would have been able to find room. But they were poor in this world, and so they were turned away, again, by the will of God. So by the will of God, they take up residence in a miserable stable, hardly adequate for a woman who's about to give birth. And yet again, this is the will of God. And we see that there is no such thing as a health and wealth gospel. That is, God doesn't promise to anyone the good things of this world, which are transient, which are passing away. But he does promise to those who love and obey him the good things of the next world, heaven, eternal things. So there they are, the glorious patriarch and patron of the universal church, Saint Joseph, together with his wife, the Immaculate Conception. Poor, chaste, docile to the will of God, and filled with faith and love. So we should try this day to spend at least a little bit of time in that stable at Bethlehem, in silence and recollection, contemplating the mystery that takes place, and awaiting the birth of the Savior of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Christus.